Hi. Hello. It's me, Ash. I have just decided that I'm going to jump in the deep end and do something I really have been overthinking. Because I think that it's a snoring pug in the background. That ramble faps are like a Rorschach test or a little window into my filthy little brain. So I have been way too nervous to open the curtains and let you take a peek inside. But I have been trying to come for probably at least 45 minutes. And I have had a couple of extremely frustrating days. And I think I'm extremely frustrated. And it got me thinking about something that I wanted to talk about. And then that made me realize that I think I wanted to do it and come at the same time. So I am lying in bed. It's not really late at night. It's kind of late at night. I don't know. It's like just before midnight. And I have to get up and go to work tomorrow. And I will often do this that I am so determined to come. Or I need to come so badly that I, well, instead of being a proper adult and going to bed at a reasonable time, or falling asleep at a reasonable time, I suppose really the only word for it is gooning, but more like I'm determined to come and it just doesn't happen rather than edging. But here we are. So I am going to turn on my toy and I'm really hoping it's not so loud that it's distracting. And I'm probably not at the point of the ramble fab journey where it's going to be super immersive sound-wise, so just bear with me. I have already been touching myself for like 45 minutes, so I think I'm going to be extremely sensitive and maybe make some very silly noises. But we'll see. Here we go. Oh God, I really hope this is not super loud. This might be very short, and it also just might be a lot of me gasping and squeaking. Oh my God, and there's a fly in this room. Oh my God, that's gonna be so frustrating. Anyway, concentrate. So, I am trying really hard to be a bit more vocal. The fly. I'm so sorry. So I'm back. I've committed fly murder and I'm really sorry that just by thinking you're going to listen to a nice ramble fap, you're now an accomplice in fly murder. I'm sorry. But now I can actually concentrate and, you know, almost like the joke about everything in Australia being enormous and wanting to kill you, that fly was fucking enormous, but it's gone. and we can get back to it. And I'm going to turn my toy on again. I'm going to set it up to maximum because I'm like that. So I was saying that, okay, here we go, hang on. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. That's. Oh. Mm. Oh. Okay. I was saying that I'm trying to be more vocal because despite this might be really short, despite what my audios often sound like, I feel like I'm extremely vocal. In real life, I think after years of not living alone or living with friends or having housemates, I was just used to being more quiet. And I'm trying to change. I think not just for the purposes of ramble faps, but for partners as well. I think I tend to get a bit in my head, and I'm not as vocal as I'd like to be. I'd really like to say just incredibly filthy things to someone. To turn them on, but to encourage them. But in a really natural way, like not in a performative way. So here we are trying that. Big fan of any toy that's a clit sucker, particularly if it's one with a lot of pressure. I'm just like that. I know everybody's different. I just really like a lot of pressure. And so I've got mine turned up to maximum at the moment. Oh god, I'm already squirming. I'm moving around. I'm trying to get it just to hit the right spot. Okay. Oh god, the squeaking has started. Okay. What I wanted to talk to you about. Oh god, I feel so frustrated and desperate. Okay. Hopefully I can actually get full sentences out and I'm not just panting or squeaking. Okay. Oh, I really hope this is coming off as kind of adorable rather than annoying. Okay. I have had some very frustrating and kind of upsetting days, and I felt so fucking needy. And when I'm like that, I just I have this overwhelming need for someone to care for me. And like, oh my god, every single cent. I am so switchy, but sometimes I think move into the most childlike subspace where I just want someone to cuddle me and baby me. And when I'm like that, I have this overwhelming need. Oh fuck. Oh god, okay, I need to slow down. I'm gonna come too quickly now. Okay. Has this actually helped me come quickly? I think it has. Oh my god, have I got some kind of like fucking sharing kink? Okay. Anyway, I have this, when I'm like that, I have this overwhelming need for someone to pull me into their lap and spank me. Preferably until I cry. But not in like an awful mean way. Oh, I've always loved that lovable, grumpy, stern type of, I don't know if you call it domestic discipline. I suppose in terms of kings, I think this is some of the more vanilla of mine, but where I've just been naughty and I get spanked in the most loving way possible, and then I get to come and I get stroked and cuddled and babied. Just exhausted. Oh fuck, it feels so good. I mean, the exhaustion and the spanking, but also what I'm doing to myself right now. And I think I really struggle to find someone that understands that. I mean, in real life, I definitely, I've had partners in the past that I tried to explain it to and it never really came out right. Or honestly, they just thought it was weird. And I need to move my legs. Another thing very personal about myself. Oh my god, I get extremely wet. which seems to have sent people slightly insane in the past, which is very nice. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Oh, God, the noises that it's starting to make are absolutely obscene. Okay. I suppose I should be moving to some kind of fucking crescendo finale here. Oh, I mean in terms of the ramble before I come. Anyway. Maybe. Oh, I should explain what I want. Oh, God, when I'm in these kind of moods, I like things to be really playful, but intense and a bit stern. I think I've explained to quite a few people that I don't like mean. I might like funny, playful mean, but not mean mean. And oh fuck, I like roughhousing and manhandling. And I probably want you to pick me up and group me and squeeze me too tight. And you can leave a few little bruises. Oh, and just enjoy me. Oh, I love grouping. Grouping is just something that's so underappreciated. Oh, fuck. Oh. So maybe I get home from work and I'm grumpy. And I'm kind of sad and frustrated and waked up. And maybe you pick me up and maybe you squeeze me too tight. And you group me. And you manhandle me. Look, and sometimes, I mean, sometimes I'm even already wearing a skirt. And I love wearing stockings. Just for this purpose, and because I love stockings. You might pull me down onto the couch over your knee and rip up my skirt and pull down my stockings, and not even go for the pretense of spanking me over the top of my underwear. You'll just pull that down too. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. So frustrated. I need to come so quickly. No, this is killing me. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. And oh, you'll tell me how naughty I am. Maybe you'll pull my hair. Not so hard it hurts. But just so I sit still. And I'll try and stop you, and I'll try and cover my ass up, and maybe you'll pin my hands behind my back, and then you'll just swipe away at me. Ah. And this is not like some kind of statement about how much I can take or a provocation, but just like how much pressure I lack on my clit. I usually like very hot spanks. And I usually want you to keep at it. Either out of frustration or as an eruption of some kind of pent-up emotion. And the best part, I think the part that I find the most satisfying but the most dirty and what I love the most is that you would judge me and soothe me. And it's so kind of perverted that you're both the source of my pain and some of my anger and my discomfort, but you'll also soothe it away. It's so kind of messed up. Oh, fuck, but I love it. It's my favorite. Oh, but usually, oh, while I'm still over my, over your knee, I can't be over my own knee. Unless it's another one of my doppelganger audios. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You'll notice how wet I am. And I get my reward. You'll give me a really fucking deep fingering. And you'll tell me that I'm greedy. Because I... Oh, fuck, I feel so filthy. I will take more fingers than you expect. Considering how fucking small and tight my pussy is. That's one of the filthiest things I think I've ever said out loud as myself. I think I'm gonna have to change toy. This is my other problem. I burn them out. Both in terms of needing to recharge, but also in terms of needing replacement. Yep. Oh, and I think I might also have to fuck myself a little bit with the most glorious glass dildo that I have. Oh, so I'm gonna put you on pause. While I change over. Okay. I'm back after my little break. And I just have to tell you how much I hate this particular toy. It's the toy of last choice of desperation. It's so fucking loud. And it doesn't even do its job properly. But it's going to have to do. And I have also gotten my favourite dildo. The most amazing, heavy. I mean, I complain about this toy, but it kind of... Oh, it kind of does its job. Fuck. Okay. Maybe this is too much. Oh, maybe I've made a mistake. Anyway, I kind of know what else I'll do. But usually when I get to this point, oh fuck, when I'm just hovering and I need a quote unquote final push, is when I have the combo of some kind of clit sucking toy and a dildo. Okay. So this is hilariously, unintentionally edging myself because I keep getting interrupted. Anyway, I think I was talking about when I was really close and getting myself there. And I think I'm getting there now. So let's just turn the toy back on. The world's most noisy toy, which is probably unbearably loud. But made me lose my mind for a second there. I'm like obscenely wet, my God. Okay. Hopefully I can find that brain melty spot again. If anyone has recommendations for a really, really, really good clit stimulating toy, do let me know. Oh my God, okay. Oh, almost. Okay, so. Oh. I think part of my problem is with doing rumble flaps is I gasp and hold my breath a lot and just kind of lie there in stunned silence. Obviously, my preference is I don't want to be doing this to myself. I would like very much. I would like very much. To be getting fucked pretty hard from behind, and either me or the person I'm with to be furiously rubbing at my clit while they're doing it. Or if they're not overly worried about bringing toys into the bedroom while fucking. Some people are, which is fine. Some people just understand. They just add to everything. They're not a comment on anybody's performance. If you were just fucking pounding me. And then touched a vibrator or a clit sucker or anything to my clit, I'd probably go completely insane and just pop off and come immediately, which I am so close to doing. Oh God, if I can find the spot. Oh, which I'm so close. Okay. Oh God. Fuck. Oh my God. Okay, I'm trying to find my dinner. Okay. Oh, fuck, here we go. I am not going to last long very long now. I might go silent. I might scream. I have no idea. Let's find out together. Oh. God, I hate how loud this dumb thing is. But, oh my God. It's doing the job. Oh God. Oh my God. Okay. I'm not gonna last much longer. Oh, at least now I can go to fucking sleep. Oh, I feel like someone was here. Oh. Oh, you could really roughly fuck me from behind. And you could pull my hand nicely, of course. God, this sort of is so awesome. Oh, it's heavy and big and curved. I'm so frustrated, but I'm so close. Oh, please, please, please. Oh, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, okay. So, made myself come. Here's the thing. I regularly, unintentionally make myself squirt. Oh. And it always seems to be this combo. Fuck, I'm so close. I'm so close. Please, please, please. Oh god, I'm so sweaty. I'm so fucking hot and sweaty. I just wanna go. Please. Oh god, I'm so desperate. So good, but I'm so fucking frustrated. Oh god, I need a new fucking toy. I hate this thing. Oh my god. Oh my god. Well, for the sadists out there who want to hear someone in the depths of frustration, you're welcome. Oh, please. Oh, God. I'm going to have to change toy. Okay, I'm back. I'm going to choose something else. And I am going to fucking come. I am. Oh. Oh my god, that's so much better. Oh my god. Oh my god. So good. Oh, I'm half tempted to let you hear the noises that my pussy is making. Maybe next time when I'm feeling braver. Okay, here we go. Oh, I'm just gonna. I'm so close. I know if I just fuck myself a little bit, I'm gonna go a bit crazy. Okay, here we go. Okay. I can tell you about the less vanilla of my kinks. I feel like this one was pretty tame, but I'm still a little nervous. You could hear how fucking messy that got. That's gonna require some editing. I really didn't want to have to listen back to this, but there you go. Will I post it? I don't know. Maybe?